This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel is defending a Wednesday strike on a UN school-turned-shelter in central Gaza, claiming UN aid workers were among the 16 killed, and they were members of Hamas, they claim. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has this report.
The UN says that six of those killed work for UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, including the shelter's manager. Some 12,000 people are sheltering at the school. Israel defended the strike and said that the aid workers were in fact members of Hamas. Speaking from Poland Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken again called for a ceasefire and criticized both sides. Israel has repeatedly accused UNRWA workers of being tied to militant groups in Gaza. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News at the White House.
The father of the Turkish-American activist killed by Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank on Thursday welcomed Turkey's decision to initiate an independent investigation into her death and called on the United States to do the same. The woman who held Turkey and American citizenship was killed last Friday during demonstrations against settlements in the West Bank. Turkey announced it launched its own investigation into her death after the Israeli military said she was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally. Her body was expected to arrive in Turkey on Friday. More than 50,000 people filled Singapore's National Stadium on Thursday to observe Pope Francis's last Mass of his 12-day trip across Southeast Asia and Oceania. Francis toured the stadium at the beginning of the event in a white golf cart decorated with the Vatican seal. He greeted dozens of schoolchildren, babies, and disabled people. This is VOA News.